Just a little to your left, past those rocks. It's been 13 moons since anyone has sailed this way. You must either be lost, or you and your crew are trying to go west. I'll tell you now. It's a waste of time. Nothing but darkness and desolation awaits those who sail on past the Forgotten Isles. I have an offer for you. If you stay here with me, I can make you very, very happy. It's true. A human. Finally. You have no idea how long I've been craving company. Your ship is anchored all the way out there. If you were to scream, no one would hear you. This whole setup is so convenient, isn't it? But I'll be sure not to give you any reason to scream, just yet. That all depends upon your behavior. I am somewhat amused, though. You decided to row out here all on your own. I hear voices too. The echoes of those men who shipwrecked long, long ago. Are you not afraid? You don't look afraid. Many will say that you have made an unwise choice. Do you not know how dangerous the sea can be? You were curious. You wanted to see where those voices were coming from. Curiosity. How many men have shipwrecked as a result of curiosity, their delectable flesh becoming the... What? Oh, you like my hair? Why, thank you. Would you like to touch it? The touch of a human hand. Can I keep this? Your hand, of course. I like the heat. Oh, it's attached to your body. How inconvenient. Well, you can have it back, I guess. No, you can't go. Am I making you uncomfortable? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Do stay. We've only just met, and I haven't had enough of your company. Besides, your little rowboat has been smashed to pieces on those jagged rocks over there. So you're going to have to wait until someone notices that you're missing and comes to get you. Or they might just assume that you fell overboard. I mean, if you are someone of importance, your crew will make up songs about you, and your name will live on. But if that's not the case, then... Huh? You want me to swim you back? It might be the warm season, but the sea is cold at this time of night. You should know. You took a little dip just before. I suppose that was my fault, wasn't it? Why would I take you back? I would much rather keep you right here. With me. Think about it, sailor. So many more weeks upon that ship, cramped into a small space with a bunch of men. But if you stay, I'll take you away to my paradise. It is a paradise, a series of hidden coves with white, sandy shores exist somewhere beyond these rocks. It requires a bit of a dive first, but if you are a decent swimmer, then it should be no problem for you. What do you say? Won't you stay? You don't trust me. I can see it in your eyes. Why is that? You think I'm going to eat you? Wherever did you get such an absurd idea? see. Stories about sirens who lure men to their demise. Stories about beautiful female creatures who devour the flesh of men. Me? Never. Those are just stories. Lovers and playthings are not for eating. What a waste that would be. I would much rather have your company over a full belly. Besides, there are plenty of fish around here. And eating humans is such a messy affair. I had a bit of that last one stuck between my back teeth for days. Did I say that out loud? Sorry. Just pretend you didn't hear it. Good question. What am I doing out here, all by myself? Are you concerned for me? How very sweet you are. I wonder if you taste sweet too. Huh? Nothing. I was just joking. Back to your question though. I'm out here because I like it out here. The view is beautiful. Look. See how the mist hangs softly over the surface of the water. It's magical. Bioluminescent fish. See? Right over there. You may or may not understand this, but it is a lonely existence for me. Sirens cannot live too close to civilization for fear of being spotted or hunted. Therefore, we must wait patiently in places such as this for an unsuspecting ship or person to come by. Humans catch fish to eat, and thus sirens catch humans for company. I am grateful that you have not yet decided to jump back into the sea and swim for your ship. Not that you'd make it if you tried. I could easily outswim you. I am not alluding to anything. Must I reassure you again that I am not planning to harm you? You're not scared of me, huh? Really now? Does this mean you don't mind staying here with me for the rest of your days? Food wouldn't be a problem. There are plenty of natural resources out here. And if you don't like things raw, You could always make one of those things you humans call fires. Don't worry about that. I'll make sure the other sirens don't eat you. And I'll keep you very happy.
I could rock you to sleep in my arms every night. We could try that now, if you like.
I'm most certainly not cold. Yes, of course you'd be comfortable. I'm a warm-blooded creature. See? Isn't my skin just so soft and warm? Don't you like it? Why did you let go? I thought you wanted to hold hands. Don't you want to? I know we've only just met and all, but I already know that I want to keep you. Forever. Oh, I am fascinated with you. Well, I just find you so interesting and deliciously good looking. Yes? What do you mean you're boring and dull? It sounds like you're just making excuses now. I'm sure you're smart and funny and have many skills. Humans are such magnificent creatures. What? Deliciously? I didn't mean to say delicious, I meant to say delightful. Slip of the tongue. You'll have to forgive me. A small boat filled with people. They have noticed your disappearance, and it's only been a few minutes. It's just my rotten luck. I could drag you away, but I know. Let's hide from the... Hey! So close. Maybe next time then. Farewell, human. It was lovely talking to you, even if it was just for a little while.
To know her is to see that nothing is as it seems. She'll show her true face when you're stripped of all belief. Sweet time. with what you need to send you through the veils of eternity. Crack me open, or I'll go down on this sinking ship. Don't leave me to drown. Still the water bears the sound of my eternal wind. She calls you with a mirage of what you want to see. You fall into her arms as she shatters all your dreams. Sweet violence aim to crack the shell from which you bleed and send you through the trees.